And listen to this number from some new research done by the BBC and the International Center for the Study of Radicalization at King's College London. More than 5,000 people around the world were killed in jihadist attacks in November alone. More than 5,000. Peter Neumann is professor of security studies at King's College. He's with us from London to tell us more. Professor Neumann, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
And put this in context for us, this number, more than 5,000 people killed in jihadist attacks in November alone.
Yes, it's an enormous number. If you remember the London attacks in 2005, they killed 56 people. That's almost as if there is a London attack three times a day, every day. That's 5,000 people in 1 month.
And why is it happening? Is it simply the rise of ISIS?
It is not only the rise of ISIS. Although ISIS is the most deadly group in overall numbers, but it would be a mistake to think that it is only about Syria and Iraq. We hear a lot about Syria and Iraq, but 800 people died in Afghanistan, 800 people died in Nigeria, 400 in Yemen, 200 in Somalia and Pakistan. So there are a lot of so-called battle zones where jihadists are active around the world.
And as you write, this is a real reversal because just a few years ago, it seemed that jihadist violence was on the decline.
Yes, that is really the big story, the historical frame, if you want. 3 years ago, there was a lot of optimism. People thought that Al-Qaeda was being defeated, bin Laden had been killed, the leadership of Al-Qaeda had been eliminated, the Arab Spring was coming, freedom and democracy would take over. And 3 years later, we now have a situation where the jihadist movement is probably stronger than it has historically ever been. I think, first of all, we have to accept that this is a really active global movement. It's not just a group. It's not just about Al-Qaeda. And we also have to accept that it is not possible, probably, to destroy and defeat it with just a few military airstrikes. This is a popular movement. This needs to be countered politically, economically, socially. But also we have to take on the ideas and ideologies that are driving the expansion of it.
Which are what exactly? Because as we've heard over and over again, Islam is largely a peaceful religion. Why is this ideology of violence getting through to so many people?
Absolutely. And of course, in a lot of countries, Al-Qaeda-related groups, the Islamic State, other jihadist groups are popular not because of their core ideology, but because they are taking advantage of local grievances. So when you look at Nigeria, for example, they are taking advantage of discrimination of Muslims in the northeast of the country. When you look at Iraq and Syria, it is sectarian tensions that are being channeled into jihadist groups. And it is really about making it more difficult for these groups to articulate these local grievances and to take them into their jihadist direction.
How much of that is an economic issue then? Is it people simply cannot make the money that they need to survive, to help their family survive, and so they're more willing to be receptive to these groups that come in and say, we'll help you do that if you go along with us on this?
Well, it depends on what particular countries you're looking at. In some countries, yes, there is an economic factor involved here. And certainly when groups are holding territory and when they are recruiting from local populations and pay the money, that does play a role. But that's not true everywhere. There are, for example, in Syria and Iraq, there are real ethnic and sectarian tensions that motivate people. The perception that Sunnis, for example, in Iraq are existentially threatened motivates a lot of them to join ISIS, which is coming across and portraying itself as the most powerful force. So, you know, you need to dissect every particular conflict according to its particular local reasons.
You say ISIS is just a part of this, but has ISIS been a game changer in the world of jihadism to a greater degree even than Al-Qaeda was?
I would say so. If you look at our figures, 60% of jihadists' deaths are now caused by groups that are not formally affiliated with Al-Qaeda. So Al-Qaeda has been taken over, and ISIS is, of course, vying for the leadership of the movement. ISIS has been a game changer because they adopted a different strategy. They said, we're going to start a state. We're going to re-erect the caliphate. And you can see how this idea has motivated and energized a lot of people who are subscribing to that ideology. They do believe that the caliphate is rising again. And of course, the secret of their success has been their success. Because of their military victories over the summer, people have actually believed that this is a historical mission, a historical project that they now want to be part of.
When we look, Professor, at that headline number, more than 5,000 people around the world killed in jihadist attacks in the month of November, it does appear that it is a lot of smaller attacks rather than enormous attacks on the scale of, say, 9/11, or even attacks in the West that grab a lot of headlines, like the London tube attacks.
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
Well, it is because a lot of jihadist groups after the Arab Spring have returned to the Middle East. And that was perhaps the mistake in 2011 that was overlooked, the fact that a lot of the instability and chaos and anarchy in some of these countries would allow jihadist groups to return to these areas and take advantage of these conflicts and lack of effective government to basically operate again. And that's why we're seeing a return. We haven't counted a single death in a Western country. They're all happening in the Middle East. And it is remarkable, as we're pointing out, that 80% plus of the victims of jihadist groups are in fact Muslims.
Well, some people would look at that and say the fact that this is happening mostly in the Middle East, perhaps we should respond differently this time than we did last time, that this is not a call for the U.S. or any other country to go in and take over these countries and try to nation build, that we can deal with this through security, through increased security.
Sure. I mean, there has to be a security response, because the lesson from 9/11 was that if you allow states, entire states, to be taken over by jihadist groups, as was the case during the 1990s in Afghanistan, then eventually they will come back to haunt you.
But can you stop that from happening without actually sending troops in and trying to build the nation yourself?
I think that what needs to happen in Iraq and Syria is for people, the people who are under ISIS's control, the tribal leaders, to rise up against ISIS. And I think that if America becomes intensely involved in the Middle East with boots on the ground, it will actually drive people towards ISIS rather than against it.
That's Peter Neumann, a professor of security studies at King's College London. Professor Neumann, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.